I think the influence is absolutely massive. What it makes people realise, hopefully, is that we all have mental health and we can all have mental ill health at times in our lives, and different transition points and changes in our lives can affect us. And it doesn't matter who you are, as has just been displayed with the Royals coming out, it can affect any one of us for any period of time. And it will help break down the stigma. So for us at West Kent Mind, that's part of our job, is not only to help people that aren't very well mentally for that period, but also to try and break down this stigma and discrimination that is sadly attached to mental ill health and mental health problems.
So for Prince Harry to say yesterday that he had counselling to help him deal with the death of his mum, do you hope that that would encourage someone else who's perhaps sat at home, who is it maybe in two minds about going to get help because they're not too sure whether it's the right thing to do? Do you think that might help encourage them?
I think if they see Prince Harry come out and be completely open and honest about that, it might make them realise that, you know, there is someone that they could go and talk to. And I think he did actually say, you know, it's a difficult thing at times to go and talk to someone that you don't know. But in other ways, that's actually quite a good thing. It's helpful in that you don't know them, so perhaps you can talk a bit more openly. There's no sort of attachment there. So, yeah, I really do think it will help and encourage people to come forwards and get the help they need.
And Prince William spoke today about getting rid of this kind of stiff upper lip attitude when it comes to mental health. Do you come across that quite a lot, that people think, oh, well, I can just deal with it on my own, it's fine?
Yeah, stiff upper lip is a definitely a hurdle for mental health, particularly in men. We find it's definitely, sometimes it's the upbringing, definitely in the British kind of culture at times. People do need to express themselves. I think women are just, you know, will go and have a chat about different things, and that will include their emotions and the way they're feeling and the way they're thinking. And with men, it's less so. So I do think that with the Royals coming out in the way they have, that can only encourage people to think and act like they have.